New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan at the Delhi airport, underscoring the importance India attaches to its ties with the Gulf nation. Sheikh Al Nahyan's visit to the national capital was brief, lasting less than 2 hours, but marked the fifth visit by the UAE president to India in the last decade and his third official visit economic and trade initiatives. The leaders endorsed the outcomes of the 13th High-Level Task Force on Investments, the 16th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting, and the 5th Strategic Dialogue. They celebrated the rapid growth in bilateral trade since the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, in 2022, which reached US$100 billion in 2024-25, and set a target to double trade to US$200 billion by 2032. Plans to connect micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, through initiatives such as Bharat Mart, Virtual Trade Corridor, and Bharat Africa Setu were highlighted. Discussions also covered UAE participation in the special investment region in Dholera, Gujarat, including infrastructure development for airports, ports, rail, energy, and urban townships. Both leaders invited UAE sovereign wealth funds to join India's upcoming National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, while welcoming Dubai Ports World and First Abu Dhabi Bank branches in Gift City, Gujarat, to strengthen financial sector collaboration. Energy, food security, and nuclear cooperation. Modi and Al Nahyan reaffirmed cooperation in energy, food security, and civil nuclear projects. A 10-year LNG supply agreement was signed between Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited and ADNOC Gas for deliveries starting in 2028. Both sides also noted opportunities under India's Shanti Law and agreed to explore advanced nuclear technologies, including small modular reactors and nuclear safety initiatives, T. The visit comes amid heightened tensions in the Middle East, including deteriorating Iran-US relations, frictions between Saudi Arabia and the UAE over Yemen, and ongoing instability in Gaza. Bilateral cooperation and strategic partnership. During the meeting, Modi and Al Nahyan reviewed the full scope of bilateral cooperation. They reaffirmed the strength of the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, which has steadily expanded over the past decade. Both leaders highlighted respect for each other's sovereignty and strategic autonomy, while acknowledging strong defense and security ties as a core pillar of their relationship. The two sides welcomed recent exchanges between their military chiefs and the successful conduct of joint exercises. A letter of intent was signed to advance the strategic defense partnership, further solidifying defense collaboration, economic and trade initiatives. The leaders endorsed the outcomes of the 13th High-Level Task Force on Investments, the 16th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting, and the 5th Strategic Dialogue. They celebrated the rapid growth in bilateral trade since the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, in 2022, which reached US$100 billion in 2024-25, and set a target to double trade to US$200 billion by 2032. Plans to connect micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, through initiatives such as Bharat Mart, Virtual Trade Corridor, and Bharat Africa Setu were highlighted. Discussions also covered UAE participation in the special investment region in Dholera, Gujarat, including infrastructure development for airports, ports, rail, energy, and urban townships. Both leaders invited UAE sovereign wealth funds to join India's upcoming National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, while welcoming Dubai Ports World and First Abu Dhabi Bank branches in Gift City, Gujarat, to strengthen financial sector collaboration. Energy, food security, and nuclear cooperation. Modi and Al Nahyan reaffirmed cooperation in energy, food security, and civil nuclear projects. A 10-year LNG supply agreement was signed between Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited and ADNOC Gas for deliveries starting in 2028. Both sides also noted opportunities under India's Shanti Law and agreed to explore advanced nuclear technologies, including small modular reactors and nuclear safety initiatives, science, technology, and space collaboration. The leaders agreed to deepen collaboration in space, artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, and supercomputing. Initiatives include joint missions, commercialization of space technologies, and development of data centers and digital embassies under mutually recognized sovereignty arrangements. Al-Nahyan expressed support for the AI Impact Summit to be hosted in India in February 2026. New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al-Nahyan at the Delhi airport, underscoring the importance India attaches to its ties with the Gulf nation. Sheikh Al-Nahyan's visit to the national capital was brief, lasting less than 2 hours, but marked the fifth visit by the UAE president to India in the last decade and his third official VISI economic and trade initiatives. The leaders endorsed the outcomes of the 13th High-Level Task Force on Investments, the 16th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting, and the 5th Strategic Dialogue. They celebrated the rapid growth in bilateral trade since the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, in 2022, which reached US$100 billion in 2024-25, and set a target to double trade to US$200 billion by 2032. Plans to connect micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, through initiatives such as Bharat Mart, Virtual Trade Corridor, and Bharat Africa Setu were highlighted. Discussions also covered UAE participation in the Special Investment Region in Dholera, Gujarat, including infrastructure development for airports, ports, rail, energy, and urban townships. Both leaders invited UAE sovereign wealth funds to join India's upcoming National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, while welcoming Dubai Ports World and First Abu Dhabi Bank branches in Gift City, Gujarat, to strengthen financial sector collaboration. Energy, food security, and nuclear cooperation. Modi and Al-Nahyan reaffirmed cooperation in energy, food security, and civil nuclear projects. A 10-year LNG supply agreement was signed between Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited and ADNOC Gas for deliveries starting in 2028. Both sides also noted opportunities under India's Shanti Law and agreed to explore advanced nuclear technologies, including small modular reactors and nuclear safety initiatives, T. The visit comes amid heightened tensions in the Middle East, including deteriorating Iran-US relations, frictions between Saudi Arabia and the UAE over Yemen, and ongoing instability in Gaza. Bilateral cooperation and strategic partnership. During the meeting, Modi and Al-Nahyan reviewed the full scope of bilateral cooperation. They reaffirmed the strength of the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, which has steadily expanded over the past decade. Both leaders highlighted respect for each other's sovereignty and strategic autonomy, while acknowledging strong defense and security ties as a core pillar of their relationship. The two sides welcomed recent exchanges between their military chiefs and the successful conduct of joint exercises. A letter of intent was signed to advance the strategic defense partnership, further solidifying defense collaboration, economic and trade initiatives. The leaders endorsed the outcomes of the 13th High-Level Task Force on Investments, the 16th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting, and the 5th Strategic Dialogue. They celebrated the rapid growth in bilateral trade since the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, in 2022, which reached US$100 billion in 2024-25, and set a target to double trade to US$200 billion by 2032. Plans to connect micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, through initiatives such as Bharat Mart, Virtual Trade Corridor, and Bharat Africa Setu were highlighted. Discussions also covered UAE participation in the Special Investment Region in Dholera, Gujarat, including infrastructure development for airports, ports, rail, energy, and urban townships. Both leaders invited UAE sovereign wealth funds to join India's upcoming National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, while welcoming Dubai Ports World and First Abu Dhabi Bank branches in Gift City, Gujarat, to strengthen financial sector collaboration. Energy, food security, and nuclear cooperation. Modi and Al-Nahyan reaffirmed cooperation in energy, food security, and civil nuclear projects. A 10-year LNG supply agreement was signed between Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited and ADNOC Gas for deliveries starting in 2028. Both sides also noted opportunities under India's Shanti Law and agreed to explore advanced nuclear technologies, including small modular reactors and nuclear safety initiatives, science, technology, and space collaboration. The leaders agreed to deepen collaboration in space, artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, and supercomputing. Initiatives include joint missions, commercialization of space technologies, and development of data centers and digital embassies under mutually recognized sovereignty arrangements. Al-Nahyan expressed support for the AI Impact Summit to be hosted in India in February 2026.